Hey friends, it's me here, Introvertly Me, and last week I didn't have anything to talk about, and I took a little me time. This week, it feels like there's many things. Oh, and by the way, it's cold where I am, so I have the heater on. So if you hear that, that's what that is. So this week, it feels like I have many things going on, and I'm trying to figure out where I want to go with this. But one of the key things I was thinking about was, how do you know that you know? I hope that made sense. So basically, when you know you're supposed to do something, but then you're trying to figure out if what you're supposed to do is really what you're supposed to do, and how to affirm that and reaffirm that and confirm that. And one of the things I've learned is patience. Patience is definitely one of the biggest things. And just waiting for confirmation can feel like forever, or it can feel like it's never going to happen, or sometimes, to be honest, sometimes it doesn't really get reaffirmed in the way that we hope. So let's say we get an instinct or inclination about something, and then we're waiting for something to be reaffirmed about that inclination, and it doesn't happen, and then we doubt that that thing we thought was revelation is no longer revealing itself. And I had to learn, one, that for me, as a woman of faith, that God may put things on hold until I get to a certain place in my life. So, if I had an inclination about something and God revealed that to me, but then it feels like it didn't get reaffirmed in some way, then it could feel as if that was a no. And what I've learned is, it just maybe be, hey, I needed to show you that for now so that I can put that on your heart to continue to pray. And while that's being prayed for, I need you to work on this. So when I bring the affirmation, like the reconfirmation, then it's like God saying, hey, then I can show you more. And sometimes in life, we don't get shown more things because we aren't ready, unfortunately. And I think a lot of times we want to be ready, and we want to have that confirmation in life, that reassurance. Because we're human. And we don't always get that. And so I guess it goes back to, how do you know what you know? And to be honest, as I get older, I realize I don't always fully know, and everything is just a guess. Like, I'm literally just guessing, and there's some things when I will be honest where God just reveals it, and it's his voice, and it's clear, and it's like, oh, okay, that's what I'm going to do. All right, done. And then there's some things where it's like, okay, I heard you say something. Yeah, okay, I'm going to do that. Yes. And then I'm waiting for this reaffirming voice, and I don't get it. yeah, I just feel like those seasons are always never a season. It's just a constant feeling of being, especially an adult, and you're always trying to get to a place where you're like, I'm sure, yes, this is it. And I've talked to older generations, and you know, middle adults and older adults and older adults as well, and just was like, okay, so how do you know? And a lot of times what I hear in the feedback is like, you never fully know, but you know that you need to try. And it's almost like the thought of, I need to try for it just to know I tried for it. And that's what I'm learning about this adulthood, of knowing when you know and how do you know. And it's just try it, go for it, see what happens, because it may work out. And like I said, unless you are a person of faith and whatever you believe in, and mine is God, that you hear an understanding, and sometimes it can be clear as day, and sometimes God can sound muddled and muddy, and you're just like, I hear you, but it's getting muddled with life and the circumstance that I'm in the season, and so I'm getting really confused, God, so can you just come down from heaven and just tell me, you know. It's, I didn't feel like a lot, and so I know that for me, I've had concrete knowledge of knowing, but it's knowing where I'm going sometimes and not what I'm supposed to do when I get there. And that sometimes is the cliffhanger. Sometimes we can know where we're going, but we don't know what to do when we get there. And I think that is the most unsettling feeling. It's, okay, so now what do I do? Now that I'm on my way there, or now that I understand what I'm supposed to do, and now, I mean, now I understand where I'm supposed to go, and but when I get there, what am I supposed to do? So it's like, if God confirms a occupation for you, or some type of job, and then you're like, okay, so now I'm at the job, what do I do? You know, it's, being an adult's hard. So I think that's the thing. It's hard. And no one said adulting was easy, but it's like, people tell you to grow up, and then you're like, okay, I'm grown up, and they're like, no, you're not doing it right, and you're like, okay, so how do I do this? And they're like, well, you just gotta figure it out. And so when you try to figure out, you're supposed to know. Like, we got a handbook on this, but we didn't. But yeah, it's just one of those things that I keep thinking about, is how do you know when you know? And I don't think it's like a love. I've never been in love, but I don't think it's like love when you find someone and you instantly know. I've heard stories of people who just knew, like, it just felt like I knew, and I'm just like, how do you know? I think that's the only time I think people really fully know or have some kind of understanding of knowing is when they're in love. It's like love gives off a feeling of, yeah, you're my person. Yeah, you're the essence of what I need. You're exactly the missing pieces in my life, and the puzzles that didn't feel complete, you are completing my puzzle. And I don't know, maybe that's it. Maybe it's meant in life for everything else to be confusing, and then all of a sudden, when you fall in love, if you think that you fell in love, that feeling feels reassuring. That feeling feels right. That feeling makes you go, yes, this makes sense. And then I guess some people can go off and go, well, why is there divorce? And why are some people... Yeah. That's also another question, right, for the books. But I say for the most part, when people fall in love, when let's say they fall in love, but that doesn't mean that they get married. People can fall in love and break up. And I think when you know that you're in love, it's a good feeling. Even if it's just for a moment, you know? Even if it's just for the time being, it's good just to know that you were loved. Yeah. Seems like love is the one thing to be that assuring and that you can be sure of. More than knowing if you're at the right place at the right time, doing what you're supposed to be doing, and accomplishing what you need to accomplish. Those things, I guess, take a little bit more time, patience, and prayer. All right, friends. Still trying to get this adulting thing together, but one day I'll figure it out. But for now, I hope you have a great rest of your week. I hope you have a great time. And just know that you don't have to have it all together. And it's going to be all right. And as always, happy hibernation.